the cotton in the cracks to keep it from leaking, you know.
Would they have a, is that what they used to go fishing in?
Mm-hmm.
Boats like that? Did they have a, like a flat?
Yeah, well, it had about that deep, you know, on the side, you know, and it's like a box, you know. And they'd make it out of heavy lumber, and then they'd stuff the cracks with cotton and to keep it from leaking.
Well, if they just, somebody had just built, got through making a homemade boat, you know, and then they went to put it in the water,
you'd say, soak up.
Is that what they'd have to do? When they first got ready to do that to a boat, you'd say that they were going to have, you'd call that, when they first put a boat in the water, you say that they're going to
soak it up.
And did you ever hear people call that launching the boat when they first put a boat, that they're going to launch it? That would that be, did you ever hear people say that? Did you ever say that?
No, I don't reckon I did, because I didn't go near boat riding.
Oh, you did?
Well, I never did like to fish even.
Oh, you didn't?
And where we lived down there on the creek, though, we just drive just a little ways from the creek. We could see the creek down there. Lord, our kids fish and swim and hunt.
Oh, they did?
And I never did like to.
If you were like if a person, a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color or something, if she was going into town to go to the store, she might take a little sample, a little piece of cloth.
And I have a lot of times.
And yeah, what would you call that?
We just call it a sample of the material. That's
And then
that's kind of, that's the way I do when I want man to get me a material, you know. Send sometimes kind of like a one, you know. Whether it was just a like or not, I'd send a piece, you know, kind of like I wanted. And he could get it.
And he'd get it then if he had that. And what about if a little girl had on a dress that was very becoming to her, you know, and looked good on her, you'd say, oh, what a
pretty dress.
And then you might say, but, and then, like, maybe you might have made her one.
I had to make.
And you made
one. I raised seven girls, and you know I had to.
And so you made lots of dresses, and you might say, now, honey, this dress is pretty, but this dress over here is even, this is even, now, this dress is pretty, but this dress is even
prettier.
Exactly. The sort of. Now, what do you call what you've got on there on the front of your dress?
The buttons?
No, this.
Oh, apron?
Yeah. That's what you've worn those for years.
Ever since I got big enough to wash dishes.
Anymore?
Of course, when Grandma was with us, she put us to washing dishes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm sure she did. Now, if you were to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
When I signed my name?
In ink, if you wanted to sign, if anybody signed their name in ink, they'd use a...
Well, I always sign my name, the full name, you know.
But what would you write with? You'd use
A pencil. I didn't ever have ink pens to write with.
Oh, you didn't, yeah. Well, what about, what would you use to put a baby's diaper on with?
You know, safety pins.
They'd have those. And what about, a cup that would be made out of metal? What kind of cup, what would that metal be?
Well, I don't know.
Did you ever see a tin cup?
Oh, yeah, tin cups.
Oh, they'd have those?
We had tin cups.